Talking Blades Hockey with Peyton Inks. He makes his way here from Topeka, Kansas. And Peyton, how'd you find out about the Blades?
Well, I was just trying to look for a good juniors team for me, and me and my dad came upon the Blades. And, you know, we talked to the coach. We liked the organization, so we came from there. So that's where we're at.
What got your interest in junior hockey?
I had a few buddies that played in the USP, and they said that it was a great experience. So, you know, coming out of high school, or finishing my senior year here, but coming out of there, so I think this was the best opportunity for me, and just moving forward.
In Topeka, Kansas, what kind of hockey? Is it high school hockey? Is it midget? What kind of hockey are you playing there at the age you're coming out of?
Well, Topeka, Kansas isn't really, you know, a hockey state.
Sure.
So, I kind of just played like my youth hockey there, and then I kind of went to Kansas City for like Bantam and then high school hockey. But, you know, just kind of like my younger ages in Topeka, but then, you know, I went up to Kansas City, and that's where I started.
What got you interested in hockey if you're starting out in a place that maybe isn't known for hockey?
I actually watched the Mighty Ducks, and then I liked it, so I told my dad to take me to a game, and he, back when the Topeka Roadrunners were in Topeka, we went to that game, and, you know, okay. That's when I kind of fell in love with the game.
And what age would it be that you maybe found the movie and found hockey?
Well, I watched the movie probably around like 4, and then I started skating at 5. So,
All right. So that's a pretty early start. You've had a long time of playing hockey.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you finding out so far with the Blades about with the idea there are a number of players back with experience? What are you learning about what this season might be like or what it's going to take to be successful in junior hockey here?
I'd say the maturity is going to be the biggest thing. You know, you got to be smart when playing with these kind of guys. It's a lot different from coming from, you know, like Kansas City and Topeka. So I think maturity is the biggest part about it. And, you know, that comes with on and off the ice. And, you know, I learned from the vets. So I think we got a good team here to go off of.
What did you enjoy most about the experiences you've had so far, or making reference to some stuff in Kansas City and just having played on the teams that you've played so far? What do you enjoy about it? What do you like about the game, the camaraderie, the being together with the other players?
Just overall, or for this team?
Overall, what have you enjoyed kind of leading into this team?
Okay, you know, I think the guys that we have in this team are, you know, like as best as we can get. I think, you know, again, the vets coming in are, you know, teaching us a lot because we got a lot of rookies. And, you know, I think we're going to be good this year. I think we're going to have a good time. And I think we're going to, you know, we're going to go and we're going to be good.
All right. As far as the time you've been in town now, have you had a chance to do some fun things? Are you guys doing some team activities? We're talking before the games have actually started. Have you done some team activities or bonding things, or just kind of getting to know each other and maybe the community a little bit?
Yeah, we've done some, you know, community stuff just at the rink, you know, helping the little ones at practice and stuff. You know, some of us on the team are, you know, going golf and fishing. So I think we're doing a good job, and I think we're having some good bonding time.
And then just in the practice and kind of getting the flow of the team, how are you feeling pretty comfortable with that? And have you guys played any exhibitions? And how are you feeling comfort-wise of being a forward on this team?
Yeah, I think we've had a couple exhibition games. You know, we lost one, but we also won two.
Okay.
So I think we got a strong team. We got a bunch of good forwards, a bunch of good young guys. You know, we got a solid goalie set up. So I think we're going to be good this year. I think we're going to work as a team. You know, we're going to get some wins. You know, maybe not all of them, but, you know, we're going to bounce back and we're going to get the wins. So I think it'll be a good season.
And then, Peyton, besides hockey, did you do some other sports growing up?
Yeah, I played baseball. It was just baseball and hockey. You know, a few years ago I had to cut baseball off just because, you know, I had to focus on this craft and put it all into hockey. So, I don't regret it at all, though. So it's good.
All right, and you said you're doing some high school stuff now. Then you're still high school age.
Yes, sir. I'm finishing off my senior year. It's tough, but it's going well. You know, it's school, so you know, got to do it. Love it though.
Okay. What are you missing from home so far?
Most.
You know, I think it's just my family being away from them for so long. You know, they've helped me with a lot, and you know, they've had to take a big step with me moving away and stuff. So, you know, I mean, it's hard for them as much as it's hard for me, but it's all for the best, you know. I miss my dogs too, though. I love my dogs.
What kind of dogs you got?
I got two pits, and then one of them's mixed with an Alaskan Malamute, and then I got a Shih Tzu, so.
Okay.
Too big, too small.
All right. And lastly, hobbies outside of hockey for you?
You know, I like fishing. I like golf. I mean, just being outside, being active, I guess.
All right. Hey, Peyton, great to talk with you. Have a great season.
Thank you so much, sir.